raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Well, not necessarily, although I do enjoy some of those things. But anyhow, this is day 25 of the February Audio Challenge, and although I have been rather neglectful of my Februaries of late, I thought this topic was too good to pass up. I had to post this one. Miss Sassy Cat, meow, put together a really good list of questions regarding our favorites and preferences, and I thought I would share mine with you today so that I can give any new followers or newish followers an indication of something of what I'm like and what I enjoy. So, the questions begin thusly. What is your favorite article of clothing? Well, it used to be my black velvet cloak, which I haven't worn for some time now because I just got out of the habit. I think I used to get a lot of strange looks when I wore my cloak. But I did love it, and I still do like it very much, but it's just not something that I really think about wearing a whole lot these days. So I would have to say that nowadays my favorite article of clothing is an extremely comfortable black velour trouser suit that's sort of like a leisure suit or a lounge suit. It is almost as comfortable as a pair of pajamas, and in fact I'm wearing it as I speak. It's getting rather old and tatty now, and really it ought to go in the junk pile, in the rag bag, but it's just too comfortable, so I wear it around the house. There's a hole in one sleeve now, sadly. Favorite perfume? Well, I'm afraid I don't have one, because I have no sense of smell, so if I wear a perfume, I haven't got a clue what I smell like. I do let my mother or a good friend occasionally pick out perfume for me because I trust their judgment. So if I am going out on a special occasion and I want to smell nice, I will spray myself with a squirt of something that someone I trust has picked out for me. But of course I haven't a clue what it smells like. So I just have to hope that it smells halfway as decent. Favorite month of the year? Well, that would undoubtedly be the lusty month of May. The reason being that by that time, the weather is usually really lovely, the sun is shining more frequently than not, the grass is green, the trees are in leaf, many flowers are in bloom, the birds are chirping merrily away, and one has the summer to look forward to. I do like September as well, for weather-related reasons, but it's kind of got a downside for me because it reminds me that winter is not far off, so I much prefer the spring when everything is renewing and growing. Speaking of renewing, favorite way to renew your energy? Well, I find that one has to expend energy in order to gain energy. I hope that makes sense. So my favorite way to renew energy is to go for a walk. It's good weight-bearing exercise, even if it's not a really fast walk. It releases endorphins, it's good for the brain. It is generally my remedy for whenever I'm feeling really down. And that's why this winter has been especially depressing for me, because I feel like right now I'm stuck in the land of eternal ice and snow. It's like Narnia. It's always winter and never Christmas. I know that will change. But yeah, it seems as of now that it's like Narnia under the reign of the White Witch. So I'm waiting for Aslan to get his butt here. Anyhow. Favorite color? I would have to say that is blue, especially deep blue. I'm told that blue looks good on me and accentuates the color of my eyes, which are blue or blue-gray. But also, I like blue for another reason. Back in pre-industrial Europe, blue was a color that was rather hard to come by because one could only get dye from a certain few plants, including indigo. So generally, blue was only worn by the Grand High Mucky Mucks. Commoners were not permitted to wear blue. So for me, it has almost a mystical association. Not that I'm saying I'm a Grand High Mucky Muck, mind you, but I do love to wear blue. Favorite takeout food? Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to be very vanilla here and boring, but I have to say pizza. I've loved pizza since I was a sprog, and it was very seldom that I ever had it as a child. And even as an adult, I don't eat it very much. So it's actually a treat to get pizza. Favorite game online? That would, hands down, have to be Kingdom of Loathing. It is the funniest thing I have ever played. Oh, it's got so many clever, witty, punny references. It's a parody of a whole bunch of other games and pop culture references. And it's even a parody of musicians and literature. It's so good. But I also play Honest Historical MUD, Multi-User Dimension, which also has some fairy tale themes or themes from popular fiction, and that one is called Legend. I really enjoy playing on that as well. Favorite TV show, past or present? Well, that would be Jeopardy, but I also love The Big Bang Theory, and Saving Hope, which is a really neat hospital drama that's actually filmed in Canada. Favorite TV shows of the past would have to be Seinfeld, Frasier, and Star Trek TNG. Favorite genre of music? Well, I listen to everything from Broadway to bluegrass to big band, but I would have to say that my favorites are classical and Celtic. Favorite family tradition? Let me think about that one a moment. I guess that would be our Christmas gathering with my grandmother. We always have the same lovely fare for dinner, and we watch the same shows, and generally engage in the same activities, and it's just a lovely time of fellowship and feasting and fun. Favorite holiday? Now, I don't know if this means vacation or an actual holiday in the year. If it means an actual festival, I would say Christmas. If this means vacation, I would have to say this wonderful vacation that my family and I took when I was 13 or 14, way up in northern Ontario, at this little tiny lake. It was very private and fairly exclusive. We were lucky enough to get a cottage up there, and there were very few people. There were lovely winding roads, lots of forested areas, conservation areas. It was just a wonderful spot of natural beauty and serenity, and I loved it. I would love to go back up there sometime. Favorite sport to watch? Well, I am generally not into sport, I have to say, but when it's playoff time in the hockey realm, and if there is a Canadian team playing in the playoffs, I will always keep a close ear on what's going on, because I have a vested interest in how the Canadian teams are doing. I am not a Maple Leafs fan. I must admit, I actually have to laugh at their exploits because they're doing so badly right now. I am a huge Montreal Canadiens fan, at least at playoff time. Favorite concession stand food? That would have to be elephant ears. I don't know if anybody would know what they are. I'm not sure how common they are at fairs and amusement parks and concessions, but when I was a child, at certain fairs, one could get these lovely flat pieces of deep-fried dough sprinkled with powdered sugar, and they looked just like elephant ears. They were so good. I haven't had one for a long time, but they were always my favorite as a child. Favorite amusement park ride? I'm sorry, I don't go near the things. They make me horribly nauseous. I've never liked them. Favorite social media platform? Well, that has to be obvious. Need one even say it? It would, of course, have to be the platform to which I'm posting right now. Favorite saying or quote? Well, I must tell you, folks, I am a quotophile.